Hey folks, your OS Reviews, you're watching our video first look and unboxing of the Elephone P8000. This is the successor to the pretty popular P7000 that came out a few months ago, and this is a new flagship for Elephone's current lineup. The P8000 has very similar specifications but has a slightly upgraded design with rounded corners as opposed to more square-like corners, and for a phone that retails for under $200 unlocked, it has a very good value for the money. In terms of specifications, we have a 5.5-inch IPS display with a 1080p HD resolution. The CPU is a MTK6753 64-bit octa-core chipset clocked at 1.5 GHz. There's also 3 gigs of RAM, which is quite a bit, as well as 16 gigs of built-in storage. There is Android 5.1, which is a pretty vanilla build with some exceptions on board. There is a 13 megapixel autofocus enabled back camera with LED flash produced by Sony, and a 5 megapixel front camera, which is the same as the P7000 model. Bluetooth 4.0, GPS, fingerprint reader, which is a square design as opposed to a circular design, which is a little bit odd. And the battery has been bumped up to 4,165 milliamp hours, which is massive. And it does support Qualcomm's quick charge technology, which is great. And it has 4G LTE support, but it won't work here in the States with T-Mobile, and only works partially with AT&T. That's one of the main concerns that we have, but we'll certainly test it out and see how things run at the end of the day. Taking a look at the box here, we have a pretty colorful and good presentation for, again, a phone that costs under $200, and it comes in 3 different color tones that matches the iPhone 6. Going ahead and popping things open really quickly, we're going to see some of the contents that we have inside the box. It looks like we have the phone presented right on top. We'll take a look at that in a moment. There is also the addition of a quick start guide that is pretty well documented and comes in English as well as full color. It tells you how to set things up. Again, it's a very stock version of Android 5.1 Lollipop, which is great. The bigger question here is whether or not Elephone will provide an update to 6.0 Marshmallow when that rolls out. There is a second screen protector. One has been already applied on the phone, which is a nice extra. It's a traditional glossy one. It does not come with a tempered glass screen protector, which we saw on the P7000. That being said, the P7000 was also a bit more expensive by roughly $40, and so that makes a little bit of sense. Over here, I have the AC adapter charger. This is a European prong with a USB port and a micro USB cable. There are no headphones included with the P8000, and there's also an adapter inside the box. And that's all the contents that we have. So setting things off to the side and taking a look just at the smartphone here, again, it has a carbon fiber-like look onto the back, and the back cover actually is a little bit stiff and difficult to remove. However, it does give the illusion of a unibody build as opposed to a removable back cover. Interestingly, the P8000 does not have a removable battery, so it's actually fixed inside of a metal component, and Elephone claims that this is why they were able to make the battery capacity a bit larger than the P7000, which was removable. You also find access to 2 micro SIM cards behind the back cover, so you can swap between 2 different carriers when you are traveling abroad. On the back, there's access to the Touch ID fingerprint reader, which is a simple touch-based fingerprint reader that works 360 degrees, just like on the iPhone 6 and the 6 Plus. So essentially, it doesn't matter where you position your finger, it should be able to read it, and you simply put it on it and it's done, as opposed to swiping. On the top, you have access to the aforementioned 13 megapixel autofocus enabled camera produced by Samsung, as opposed to Sony, which is kind of interesting. And on the sides, you have access to the volume rockers, as well as the power on off switches. These are also crafted out of metal. This phone definitely feels substantial in the hand. In fact, it weighs over 2 ounces. So it's one of the more heftier smartphones that I've personally experienced. The band here is also crafted out of aluminum. So the company claims this has a very strong build quality and it won't break down, even in the case that you do accidentally drop your phone. On the bottom here, we have access to a micro USB charging and sync port, as well as a microphone, and there are 2 plastic bands that run around it for a better reception quality, and the very top features a 3.5mm headphone jack, and that's basically a very clean and modern design. It has some slightly curved edges on the side, so it's a little bit reminiscent of OnePlus One series and the Oppo Find 7 in weight and heft. So for a phone that's under $200, it definitely feels a lot more expensive and premium. In fact, I have the Oppo Find 7 over here, which also has a 5.5-inch display. And as you can see here, very similar in terms of the thickness and the overall feel. Actually, the Elephone P8000 is still a little bit heftier than the Oppo Find 7, which was already a pretty hefty phone for a 5.5-inch device. But again, these are phablets, so they do take a little bit getting used to if you came from a smaller Android smartphone. Taking a look on the front here, we have some chamfered edges, so it does make it look very shiny and attractive. And below here, we have three capacitive controls. One is the home key that also dubs as a charging light as well as notification light. This one actually cannot be customized in terms of color like you could on the P7000. You have access to two controls for the back key as well as the menu key. These are pretty responsive, although these two controls are not backlit, so you can't really see them at night. The front also features the aforementioned 5-megapixel wide-angle selfie camera as well as the earpiece, proximity sensor, and ambient light sensor. I'm going to peel off this screen protector over here, and we have a pretty perfectly applied protector that came from the factory. As you can, taking a quick look at the user interface, we have a very vanilla build of Android 5.1 Lollipop, and you can see that instead of an app drawer, we have access to unlimited home pages to customize with your favorite programs, as well as widgets and your favorite wallpapers. So that's a difference between the P7000 that had a unified app drawer. This is going to take a little bit getting used to, but it's more and more common on most Chinese Android smartphones that are coming out. Very similar to the MIUI in that sense, as well as the Apple iOS user interface. It's pretty simple and easy to get used to. We have access to a drag-down notification drawer, very straightforward and simple. And you can see the display here is actually pretty bright and vibrant as well. It seems to be doing a pretty good job of showing off the colors, which seem pretty saturated and vibrant, as opposed to kind of dull, which we found on the P7000. So that seems to be a step up in that department. Viewing angles are also excellent, at least from a first impressions perspective. Something I will say though is that the borders around the display are a bit larger than what you might first expect, and that's because of the color choice here. And when the phone is completely off, it seems like an edge-to-edge design, but when it's on, you definitely notice that it is not. But for a phone that's under $200 unlocked, I still think it looks very classy and elegant. So overall, it doesn't have too much other bloatware installed either. You have access to all the traditional apps, inclusive of Google Maps, as well as YouTube, Gmail, and that's basically it. There's also a brief file manager. And everything else you can install by yourself, including games and other programs that you want to customize your phone with. Anyways, guys, this has been a quick video first look and unboxing impressions of the Elephone P8000 Android 5.5-inch phablet, and we'll come back with a full video review quite soon here on OS Reviews, so be sure to keep tuned for that. For now, this is going to be it. Thanks for watching this video here at OS Reviews.